Ever get that feeling? Like something big is going down, but no one's talking about it? That's Oracle in healthcare right now.
Yeah, they're definitely playing their cards close to the chest.
But they're making moves, strategic ones. And we're diving deep today into their recent earnings call. Some insightful analysis, too. Got to give you that insider knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Oracle, they want to own healthcare, it seems.
And what's key here is how they're positioning themselves, not just with, like, products, but with this whole vision, you know?
Okay, so rewind a sec for everyone. Remember when Oracle bought Cerner?
Oh, yeah. Huge EE deal.
Electronic health records giant.
Yeah.
Just snapped them up. People were scratching their heads a little at the time.
One of the biggest acquisitions in health tech history, wouldn't you say?
Massive. But now it's like, aha, we see you, Oracle.
Right. They're finally showing their hand.
They're not just adding Cerner to their collection. Cerner is the foundation, the cornerstone of their whole strategy.
Makes you look at that acquisition in a whole new light.
Exactly. But here's the really juicy bit. AI. It's all about the AI.
And not just tacked on AI. This is about baking it into the core of everything Cerner does, changing how healthcare is delivered. Larry Ellison himself, during their earnings call, he dropped some seriously interesting examples.
Yeah, like AI that creates those pre-visit summaries for doctors, so they're up to speed instantly on a patient.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the efficiency boost.
Huge time saver. And think about the impact on patient care, too.
Absolutely. Oh, and ambient AI for automatic documentation. I mean, come
on. Game changer. Doctors spend so much time on paperwork, this could free them up to actually, you know, be in their patients. But what I found really interesting was Ellison talking about retrieving medical images.
You mean the story about his son at Stanford?
Yeah. Like, it took three people to find the x-rays they needed in Epic system. An Epic major player, right?
Right, right. Up there with Cerner.
So Ellison sees a future where a doctor just says, Oracle, show me the latest x-ray. Boom. Right there. Seamless, intuitive.
I mean, that's what we all want, right? Technology that just works.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting. And this is the kind of insight you don't get just from skimming headlines. Ellison, he basically said about the AI, all of Cerner is the monetization. Let that sink in for a minute.
Wow. They're not selling AI futures as add-ons, are they?
Nope. It's the whole package deal.
That's a power play. They're making Cerner so essential, so far ahead of the curve, that hospitals, they'll feel like they have to adopt it.
Exactly. So what does this mean for the Epics of the world? Are we about to see a huge EG power shift in healthcare IT? Could Oracle, with all their resources, their tech muscle, could they start calling the shots? It's like watching a chess game, you know? Oracle making these big moves with Cerner, all this AI stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this healthcare game, it's got a lot of players.
Oh, absolutely. And lots of moving pieces, right? It's not just about one company or one technology.
Exactly. So while Oracle's making headlines with this whole acquisition strategy, there's another wave building clinical generative AI. Companies like, Pieces Technologies, they're right at the forefront.
They are. And they just raked in a ton of funding, by the way.
See, that's what I mean. Big things happening. So break it down for me. What's so special about this Pieces Technologies?
Mm-hmm.
What are investors seeing there?
Well, they're developing AI that can actually analyze patient data, and we're talking mountains of data, to give doctors these real-time insights. Like, imagine a doctor gets an alert right there during an appointment. Hey, watch out for this potential complication based on the patient's history and their latest test results, that kind of thing.
It's like straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
But it's real, happening now. Makes you think, though, all this talk about data, especially patient data, the elephant in the room, cybersecurity.
Right. Huge issue.
Healthcare is a prime target. Always has been.
Oh, absolutely. And frankly, a lot of smaller hospitals, especially rural ones, they're really vulnerable.
They don't always have the resources, right?
Yes.
To fight off these sophisticated attacks.
Exactly. The infrastructure often isn't there. And the sad thing is, it's the patients who ultimately suffer.
It's true. I read this report, actually, about a hospital. They had to delay surgeries, divert patients, all because their system got hit with ransomware. Nightmare scenario.
It really highlights how critical cybersecurity is. We're talking about people's lives here. And it's not just about protecting against attacks. It's about building resilient systems that can bounce back quickly. But, you know, while we're talking about these big systemic issues, there's another interesting trend we can't ignore. And that's the rise of, well, the consumer tech giants like Apple dipping their toes into the healthcare space.
Oh, tell me about it. My smartwatch, it practically knows me better than my own doctor at this point. All the tracking, the data, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But seriously, Apple adding sleep apnea detection and hearing tests to their products, I mean, what does that even mean for traditional healthcare providers, you know?
It's a really interesting question. Are these tech companies collaborators or competitors? It's kind of a blurry line, to be honest.
Right.
On one hand, they're collecting valuable data, providing insights that can really improve patient care, potentially. But on the other hand, you've got these giants potentially disrupting that traditional doctor-patient relationship. And that's a whole other can of worms.
It is. It is. I mean, on one hand, you want the convenience, the accessibility. But on the other hand, you don't want healthcare to become just another thing you outsource to a device.
Yeah.
Right? Where's the human connection?
Exactly. It's all about finding the right balance. And it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
It really makes you think, huh?
It does.
Oracle, AI, consumer tech, cybersecurity threats. It's like the future of healthcare. It's being shaped from all sides.
It's a fascinating time to be watching this space, that's for sure. And you know, it's not always the big splashy moves that make the biggest difference. Sometimes it's those subtle things, the things most people don't even notice that really shift the landscape.
It's that butterfly effect, right? One small change somewhere and the ripples, they just travel.
Exactly.
We were talking about cybersecurity earlier and, you know, those threats, they're not going away anytime soon. What if, and just hear me out here, what if those threats actually end up accelerating the adoption of AI-driven cybersecurity, even for those hospitals that have been dragging their feet, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Necessity, it's the mother of invention, right? And it's not just about reacting to threats either. It's about building systems that are inherently more resilient, more adaptable. So yeah, I think we could see some big leaps forward in that area. And then there's the whole consumer tech angle. I mean, we're already seeing it with those sleep apnea detection features on the Apple Watch, but what if those become so good, so reliable, that they actually become the standard of care?
Wow. Can you imagine? Go to the Apple Store Genius Bar to get your sleep apnea diagnosed.
I know, it sounds crazy, right? But it just goes to show how fast things are changing. We're all part of this grand experiment, whether we realize it or not.
We are. So as we wrap up here, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just keep your eyes open, your ears peeled, and be ready for anything. Because the future of healthcare, it's being written right now, and it's going to be a wild ride.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah.
That's it for this deep dive, folks. We covered a lot of ground today, from Oracle's ambitions to the rise of consumer tech, the challenges of cybersecurity. It's a lot to process, but that's what we do here, right? We dive deep, we connect the dots, and we try to make sense of it all. So until next time, keep asking those questions, keep exploring those possibilities, because the future of healthcare, it's up to all of us to shape it.